One of the greatest pleasures of a trip to Europe is discovering the immense variety of excellent food, local food traditions in each country and region. Today on Travel with Rick Steves, we enter a world without American-style chain restaurants and none of those mega-sized supermarkets. And we'll get excited about experiencing that world with ease and confidence. An American who's married into French culture returns in a bit to help us overcome the intimidation factor with eating well in Paris. And local guides from the Basque Country share the highlights of their region's much-loved cuisine. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. Let's start the hour with one of our favorite experts on all things Epicurean in Italy. For nearly four decades, Fred Plotkin has become intimately acquainted with Italian culture, from the kitchen to the opera house. Since 1996, he's authored Italy for the Gourmet Traveler as the ultimate way to follow your senses around Italy. Fred, thanks for joining us again.
Always great to be with you.
Fred, I like your sort of philosophy. Your theme is you're a pleasure activist. We've talked about this before, but tell us just in a nutshell, what's this all about, pleasure activist in your travels?
Pleasure activism, to me, means being very attuned to your senses. It does not mean analyzing everything, but it means fully activating your senses of sight, smell, touch, hearing, taste, so that if you're sitting focusing on, let's say, a beautiful bowl of pasta or a rich broth, don't be distracted by other things. Just breathe in that broth, then savor a little bit of it, or twirl the pasta in the plate and look at the beauty of it. Taste it. Sit back. Then have your next bite. There's no rush. No one's trying to rush you out of there. These things are all gifts. And in Italy, I would say it's just piacere, which is not mindless. I don't like wasteful indulgence because it is not cognizant of the fact that there are many people who have nothing.
Piacere.
And
that's...
piacere is pleasure. When we meet, it's piacere di vederti. It's a pleasure to see you. Con piacere, when you give something to someone, you say, it's my pleasure to give it to you. They really mean that. Pleasure is company. Pleasure is nature. Pleasure is understanding that someone loves you. That is an awareness of pleasure. And this is how Italy, which is a society that in many ways is rather rough and ready in terms of its politics and so on, manages to keep equilibrium.
Piacere.
So therefore, when you go into a store in Italy and you take a number and they wait on you, it's not to rush you in and rush you out. At that moment, it's you and only you, and what else can I give you, and what else would you like, and taste this, it's good. Not because they're trying to sell you something, but because they're acquainting you with something that they know will give you pleasure.
It's so easy to think of Italy when you just read the newspaper and see the chaos or experience the chaos and forget that they really are experts in living in a lot of ways, and that's probably a reason why so many people choose to live there and why it's such a joy to travel there. There's another concept, abbinamento.
Abbinamento, which means it can mean marriage. It could also mean compatibility. But it's not about relationships. It's about food and wine. It's about colors. It's about textures. It's about how things go together. There's a word I'm also going to give you, dietrologia, which would translate very badly as behindology. But what it really means is, what is behind something that we don't see? So, for example, an Italian would look at a building and not just see the beauty of the external part, the building, but try to understand what holds it up, its position. Why was it put so that it's in the sun or not in the sun? Why are the windows facing in such a way that you either get a lot of light or you get no light? About temperature. This mentality in Italy goes all the way back to Vitruvius, to ancient times, and an understanding that things, whether they're buildings or food or clothing, must have durability, they must have structure, and they must have beauty. Beauty is an important concept.
Dietrologia?
Dietrologia, which really means what's behind the thing we don't see. It also is used in politics. So, for example, if Berlusconi has a smile on his face, you know there's something behind it that's not
What's
so good.
What's going on there? So these are important concepts to appreciate, like piacere, the pleasure. Abbinamento, the matching of flavors and textures and foods and wines. And dietrologia, what's behind it? What's the real meaning?
It's such a rich culture.
It's a lifelong endeavor to really appreciate it. And that's the beautiful thing. You can go back to Italy again and again and again and constantly making discoveries of dietrologia.
Years ago, I referred to Italy in an article as the compliant muse. In other words, whatever inspiration we're looking for, we managed to find it in Italy.
The compliant muse. Everybody who wants a muse locked upstairs, that would be a great thing. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about piacere, the pleasure of living in Italy. And we're abbinamento, we're matching things. We're going to be eating our meals with an appreciation of the culture and so on. You know, there's a lot of pitfalls for Americans because we grew up eating in Italian-American restaurants, and we get over there and we find more of the old world approach to cuisine. What's your advice for people getting over the misperceptions they might have when they grow up eating, quote, Italian in the United States, and then they get a chance to go to Italy?
I recently visited the Italian part of Philadelphia, and I had a really fabulous lasagna. And I cut it in half and brought half of it home. The portion I brought home, I weighed. It weighed more than a pound, which meant that they gave me 2 pounds of lasagna to eat. And that is the main difference, portion size. Mm. When Italian immigrants came to the United States, they were all very poor. And with the bounty that they found here, they could add a lot more meat than you would ever see in lasagna in Italy, more cheese, more everything. So we think of Italian food as heavy. We think of it as gut-busting. In fact, it's delicate. And Italians tend not to be overweight because they eat in good portions. They also eat small portions of many things throughout the meal, but one at a time. It's not like the plate, like a smorgasbord or a blue plate special in the United States where you fill it with many things. Mm-hmm. You might just have on a plate a piece of fish and not even vegetables. You might have a side dish with one vegetable to go with the fish. They don't want to complicate the flavors. They want you to experience it in purezza, as they say, purely. That's something we don't do here.
In purezza. I like
in
that.
In purezza.
I'm learning Italian here. I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. I'm speaking with Fred Plotkin, talking about Italy for the Gourmet Traveler, and that's Fred's book. Our phone number is 877-333-7425, and Ben's on the phone in Toledo, Ohio. Ben, thanks for your call.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking it.
Yeah.
I had a question. My wife and I are going to Verona and Bologna, and we're traveling with our one-year-old son, so we're not going to be able to probably go out to eat for dinner very often. So I was wondering, what are some maybe things we could look out for, like in the local markets and the small shops that we could take back to our apartment and cook to kind of get a good taste of Verona and Bologna?
The first thing I can say is lucky you. The second thing is that Italians adore babies, and your son will have carte blanche wherever he goes. And the third thing is Verona has a very nice market, the Piazza delle Erbe. Bologna, to me, has the best markets in Italy, and therefore the world. Everything is fresh every day. You order something by the etto, E-T-T-O, which is 100 grams, 3 1/4 ounces. So you probably want two etti that are almost half a pound, whether it's prosciutto, whether it's cheese, whatever you get, and they will always cut it for you. Get ricotta fresca, which is just delicious fresh ricotta cheese, and you can have that with jam. You can eat it straight. The quality is so high in Verona and is the highest of anywhere in Bologna. And don't hesitate to eat out. Your baby will be made very welcome. You'll be surprised.
Okay, thank you.
Good advice. Thanks, Ben, for the call. Fred, in your book, you've got some important things to say about things that a lot of travelers find confusing. Talk just briefly about the authentic ragù alla bolognese, fettuccine alfredo, and truffles.
Well, I seldom use the word authentic, but ragù alla bolognese is the meat sauce that's much more delicate than we think. It has very little tomato. The color and the sweetness come from carrots, and it's slow-cooked in milk so that the milk softens and sweetens the carrots and the meat. It's heaven. It takes hours to make. Fettuccine Alfredo was invented in the 1950s in 2 restaurants in Rome. It's made of fettuccine, which are egg noodles. It has no cream. It's made with butter and with freshly grated Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese. And truffles are, if we're talking about what grow in the ground, they come from Piedmont, from Umbria, and other regions. They come in black in the summer, and in the fall, they come in sort of a white or lavender color. They are tubers, and they grow under oak trees in years when it rains a lot. So in Piedmont, they always say, if it rains a lot, we won't have good wine, but we'll have good truffles. Mm. If it doesn't rain, we'll have great wine, but not so much good truffles. And you grate them very finely, and you don't overdo it. Just a few slices is more than enough.
I'm Rick Steves. We're gaining an education and an appreciation of Italian cuisine. Fred, let's just close by reviewing our vocabulary. You taught me some new words here. Can you remember the three or four words and remind us what they mean as we close off?
Well, piacere means pleasure in every sense and never to be taken for granted. Dietrologia means what is behind what we see or experience. It's the way Italians think and approach the world. And abbinamento means when something goes very well together, such as a wine and a food, two colors, or two friends like you and me.
Fred Plotkin, I want to travel with you someday. Thank you so much. And
you,
best wishes in all your work. Fred Plotkin,
and
author
you.
Of Italy for the Gourmet Traveler. Mille grazie, Fred, and buon appetito tutti.
Grazie, Rico.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a week.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
We've archived our many interviews and features with Fred Plotkin on enjoying the cuisines of Italy, which you can listen to at your convenience. The RickSteves.com website includes a searchable radio archive, and excerpts from the show are included in our Rick Steves Audio Europe smartphone app. We'll check in on the highlights of Basque Country cooking in just a bit. Up next, tips for mastering the etiquette of eating out in Paris. Travel with Rick Steves is made possible in part by the European Union delegation to the USA. The European Union received the 2012 Nobel Peace Prize for promoting peace, human rights, and democracy. Information available at euintheus.org.